This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel launched more airstrikes into Gaza on Sunday with bursts of gunfire heard in the distance, as video filmed from Israel showed. Israel was expected to launch a ground assault in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip after telling Palestinians living in the densely populated territory on Friday to flee south towards a closed border with Egypt. Hamas's leader said Palestinians would remain in our land, even as 1 million Gaza residents were reported to have fled their homes since Israel began its bombardment. Medics in overcrowded hospitals in Gaza are fearing for their patients' lives ahead of Israel's planned offensive, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In the face of a looming ground offensive by Israel, evacuations of medical facilities in Gaza are proving impossible, as many, especially those in intensive care, simply cannot leave. Hospitals in northern Gaza are overcrowded with people seeking treatment or safety, and shortages of water and food, medical supplies and fuel for generators are posing massive challenges to the doctors trying to keep patients, many of them children, alive. Without a safe passage to the south, hundreds continue to come to hospitals. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Top U.S. officials warned on Sunday the war between Israel and the militant group Hamas could escalate into a bigger conflict across the Middle East, saying they were worried the Lebanese group Hezbollah could attack Israel's north or that Iran might get involved. Another set of U.S. warships was headed to the region in a show of force meant to prevent such escalation. The aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, will join a small fleet, including the massive USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, in the eastern Mediterranean. This is VOA News. The United Nations humanitarian chief says Sudan's war between the military and a powerful paramilitary group has killed up to 9,000 people and created one of the worst humanitarian nightmares in recent history. Martin Griffiths' comments Sunday marked the six-month anniversary of the war, which has forced millions of people to flee their homes, either to safe areas inside Sudan or in neighboring countries. Sudan was engulfed in chaos in mid-April when simmering tensions between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces exploded into open warfare. U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says they are in talks about a bipartisan speakership solution. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Republicans nominated Congressman Jim Jordan as the next speaker, but it's unclear if he has the votes. When asked on NBC's Meet the Press about behind-the-scenes talks with Republicans on a bipartisan speakership, Democratic House Minority Speaker Hakeem Jeffries said,
"There are informal conversations that have been underway."
The New York Democrat says Republicans have a simple choice.
They can either double or triple down on the chaos, dysfunction, and extremism, or let's have a real conversation about changing the rules of the House.
Jeffries says so that
the extremists aren't able to dictate the agenda.
I'm Julie Walker.
The movie Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour blew away the competition in its opening weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Taylor Swift's concert documentary had a huge box office debut, making between $95 million and $97 million in North America, according to AMC Theaters. Adult tickets were higher than normal movie tickets, going for $19.89, or as much as $29 for IMAX. The Exorcist Believer was a distant second, making $11 million in its second week of release. Paw Patrol: The Mighty Movie is number 3, followed by the 10th movie in the Saw series. The Creator was number 5. I'm Margie Zarletta.
American actress Suzanne Somers, the effervescent blonde known for playing Chrissy Snow on the television show Three's Company, as well as her business endeavors, has died. She was 76. Somers had breast cancer for over 23 years, and her family says she died Sunday morning. According to a statement provided by Somers' longtime publicist, her husband Alan, her son Bruce, and other family were with her. They had gathered to celebrate the entertainer's 77th birthday on October 16th. Instead, they say they will now celebrate her life. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.